Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServ US Studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, happy Monday, everyone. Here's what I tell everyone. Lay it on me. I was born by God's dear grace.
Where might that be, huh?
In an extraordinary place. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
What is on your mind for a Monday? Let us know.
It's a big old land with countless dreams.
701-271-1100 to call us. 701-371-1590 to text us. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to email us on What's on Your Mind Today. Busy program today with Lynn Helms at the bottom of the hour, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources. I want you to listen closely to why exactly the price of gas is where it's at and what Joe Biden has done, and give you examples right here in North Dakota with the stroke of a pen. What's been done in oil and gas development. And March numbers, which are the latest numbers available that Lynn will talk about today, are down. And they're down because we're not drilling everywhere we could be drilling because of Joe Biden. Simple as that. People need to realize this. So many executive orders have done so many nefarious things, you tend to forget a little bit about it. But we can point to the price of gas and say, there you go. You own it, Joe. More on the border crisis with a former Jackson County, Texas Sheriff, A.J. Lauterbach, will be here today on the program to break down these numbers from the weekend and talk about fixes. And then we're going to do the CEO spotlight today, check in on Checkable Medical. Patty Post will be here to talk about that innovative company. Looking forward to that conversation. In the meantime, a little time to just talk about whatever is on your mind today on the program. Kevin, I think things are great at the border because I saw yesterday on CNN the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, taking a little bit of a victory lap. Listen to this.
So we have seen, I think, approximately 6,300 on Friday and about 4,200 yesterday by the United States Border Patrol. And we saw over 10,000 before the end of Title 42 earlier last week.
Things are great. He's taking a little victory lap. We're down to, gosh, only about 4,200 there on Saturday. Never mind the fact that former DHS Secretary under Barack Obama said 1,000 a day overwhelms the system. 1,000 a day. Plus, they have a little counting problem, don't they?
Well, you have to put what he said into context. What he's talking about is illegal crossings, illegal apprehensions. So that's somebody that, you know, gets into the river down in Del Rio, grabs the rope with their kid on their shoulder and trudges through the current to come across the river and walk onto shore.
And turns himself in.
That's okay. That's who they're talking. That's who he's talking about. Those are that form of crossing is illegal. But it's not illegal to just go down to the gate. They haven't stopped any of that. So the people that they're catching are the ones that didn't get the memo about, hey, dude, just go to the gate. It's a longer line, but you're in. This is the bar that has nickel beers, and they're not checking IDs, as Jimmy Fallon says. And everybody's calling everybody, but not everybody's calling everybody. But they're going to. Those numbers will be going down. But the crossings, the admissions, and the handing of the packet and the busing of the bin, none of that's slowing down at all. It's just a longer line.
Somebody didn't get the memo.
Owen Schroyer has been pointing that out from InfoWars. It's down there. Number of the Newsmax, I've seen reports from them. That's what they do. They spin this narrative to say, well, you know, 4,600 apprehensions and 6,000. Those are going down. Those illegal apprehensions are going down. Really? What if they go to the gate, sir? If they go to the gate, do they get in? Oh, well, yeah, that's how they get in legally. That's where they have to go.
But when Obama's DHS secretary says 1,000 overwhelms the system, it's no party to say we're down to 4,000 some.
Yeah.
Not to mention, as Kevin says, they're walking in.
USA Fest, baby. Look at that line.
With no contact.
Look at the line.
Right through the gate.
Still there, right at the gate. There's a one-way through that gate.
Yeah.
In.
So Joe is saying things are great. The President of the United States. Excuse me. I should say the 46th President of the United States. Things are just wonderful. He was bike riding on Sunday. He took like a two-block bike ride, I guess, so they could take pictures of him.
Well, they have a team that rides with him now in case he falls or right next to him when he stops. Seriously, have you seen it? The Secret Service guys ride right by him. I mean, because the last time he came up, when he fell, he was all by himself. Now they're right with him. If he goes to fall, they're going to catch him.
Catch him, yeah. And this is a photo op is all it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because he can stop, take some questions, and then turn around and come back. So he gets his two-block bike ride in. But he was out there yesterday. With the helmet on and the famous sunglasses, and reporters were asking him a few questions about the border. Here it is.
Things are going at the border, sir.
Much better than you all expected.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
No, I think. Pardon me?
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
Not in the near term, no. No, just be disruptive, not anything else.
Yeah, be disruptive.
Yeah.
Wouldn't want to go down there. And,
better than you people thought it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly right.
They're not telling the whole story. And they're not telling the real story either.
Here's another one where he's fibbing a little. Listen.
Secretary Mayorkas said this morning that the numbers at the border have gone down since Title 42 was lifted. Are you confident that the numbers have peaked, that they'll continue to go down?
Look, they have gone down. My hope is they'll continue to go down. But we have a lot more work to do. And we need some more help from the Congress as well. In terms of funding and legislative changes.
I love that.
That sounds like a guy that gets out on his bike every day and rides and is sharp as a tack and he's just on it.
It doesn't.
Yeah,
no. No, it doesn't.
They. You know what they say, keep saying they in there? Well, yeah, those numbers. The numbers. Yeah, they're down. No, those numbers are down. What numbers are down? The numbers that are down, again, are illegal crossings.
Wouldn't
through the river, through the woods, through the desert. And they can't do that. Just go to the gate.
Wouldn't you love a reporter would actually ask a question like that? Like
something get specific about it.
Specific question like, well, sir, how many people came through the open gates?
Yeah, how many people have you processed? How many? Because that's where they're all going. Because you told them, if you go through the port of entry and we can document you, then you're good. Come on in. 5 years, we'll see you in court.
Your government is lying to you, ladies and gentlemen.
What's going
to
happen in 5 years? Have a few babies, and then you've got chain, all you get the anchor baby, and then everybody's in.
Senator Hoeven was down there last week. He says that the administration needs to reinstate the migrant protection protocols or remain in Mexico policy. That's the one I wish we would hear more about. Where is the remain in Mexico policy that worked during the Trump administration?
I don't want to hear any of it until the wall gets built.
They left it.
Start there.
They're never going to build the wall. They will not. I mean, and I agree with you. I mean, at least ask about it. Why not build the wall, sir? This would take care of everything. But so would the Remain in Mexico policy. And it worked under the Trump administration. Not one of those reporters, eggheads that are asking questions, why not ask, hey, why not reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy?
And again, imagine you're a woman from Guatemala. You have your 7-year-old daughter with you, and you've come here, and you go to the gate, and you wait in line. You get up there, and you give them the thing, and they give you your packet. They give you a date in 2028. Now they're like 5 years out. And then, okay, have a nice day. Enjoy the park. Now what for you? You don't speak the language. You're going to get on a bus, hopefully to go somewhere where you can find sanctuary. And good luck finding a room in a shelter or find a tent with your daughter. I mean, what's the end game here? Where's the positive for the better life folks? Is it really a better life?
Wow. There also is one other thing that Senator Hoeven brought up that could be done, and that is to strictly enforce the safe third country agreements. That would require that those coming from El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala seek asylum in their countries. otherwise be returned to await the outcome of their claims.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have the safe third country agreement, and they break it, then guess what? They go back. Simple as that. They go back. A couple of things that could be done that these reporters ought to be asking about on his bike ride, rather than, the numbers are down. Are you positive they're going to keep coming down? Do you think that's good? Are you going to go to the border, sir? Any plans to go to the border?
Yeah, and ride a bike in my neighborhood.
Ask him the really tough stuff. Yeah. What would happen if he rode a bike in your neighborhood?
Yo, Joe!
You'd ask him some real questions?
Oh, please.
How about ask him about what's happening to these border cities and how they've turned into just a sea of humanity that the communities can't handle? Where's that message?
Oh, man, it's so bad. It's so bad. Corpus Christi is where I have them, and San Antonio. I have a number of friends, and a dear friend in Corpus Christi, he said it's unbelievable. Rockport, and my in-laws just got back from Rockport. They have all kinds of busts and drug things, and these stash houses are a huge deal in Texas. 30, 40, 60 people in a four-room house.
Hey, what question would you ask Joe Biden? Just one question. Do better than the national media. Call us at 271-1100.
You'd have to speak up.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 160 acres in Grant County, 1,652 acres in Hedinger County, 160 acres in Slope County, 563 acres of exceptional cropland near Wolverton, Minnesota and Wilkin County. And don't forget, firearms and ammunition auction in Bottineau, North Dakota, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Carrington, Steele, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Ekalaka, Montana. View these auctions and any more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustration if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Trilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There you go, just for you, buddy.
This started its reign on the top of the pop charts for a good 7 weeks. Good song. Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder, right?
Yep.
Yeah, what a pair. Love it. Hey, attention homeowners. If you experience a flood or water damage in your home, don't wait another minute. Contact Ned and the team at Rainbow International Fargo now for immediate water damage restoration services. They understand the urgency of the situation and are here to help 24/7. Whether it's a water damage, fire, or mud, their highly trained technicians will quickly assess the damage and work tirelessly to restore your home. Call Rainbow International Fargo today, 701-412-4776. 701-412-4776. 21 past the hour, we continue on What's on Your Mind. So, Kev, you get one question of Biden. What do you ask?
What would I ask Joe Biden?
Could be on the border. Could be on anything.
What I would ask him, he wouldn't answer. He'd just laugh me off. I mean, yeah, I don't know. What's up with all the lies constantly? You know, I mean,
what do you mean? Then you start rattling them off?
Well, I mean, yeah. Let's start with the. I just don't know where I'd. I mean, I think I'd lose my mind if I got near the guy.
He gave
just,
a.
I would go off on so many things. I don't even want to hear him talk. It's like I don't. You know, because he knows he's not going to answer anything.
Would this be one of
his
lies?
Criminal.
He was speaking yesterday at Howard University.
You know what I'd ask him? I know what I'd ask him. Joe, are you the big guy? Tell me you're the big guy. Come on, you know you're the big guy.
And the laptop and all the
just come clean on it, man.
Communications
just,
we have uncovered.
It's time to call the game. You're the big guy.
Big
right?
guy. Yeah. What did you do for the money? What did the big guy do?
I'd be there. Sure to do. That would be. Yeah. I tell you what. More thought of it, I would find a question that required a specific answer. You know, specifically, what do your family members do? Each of them. For the money they received over those. Are they consultants? Are they,
I like your one, why do you lie? Because he'd probably come back with, I don't lie. And then you could say, well,
you have a history of lying, sir.
Yeah. You know that.
Exaggerating, lying, call it whatever you want. Pontificating.
The reason you became a candidate for president was because you said Donald Trump suggested that the white supremacists at, Virginia were, Charlottesville were, very fine people. Complete and total lie. Complete and total lie. Played the sound clip a million times. You could tell it was a lie. He loves stoking those. Fears. Serious Biden at Howard University yesterday, which is a historically black HBCU. They call them historically black college university. He's peddling the same old stuff. Kev, here he is.
Stand up against the poison. White supremacy, as I did my inaugural address, to single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy. And I'm not saying this because I'm at a black HBCU. I say it wherever I go.
Okay. Even the sound system is like, oh, man, I can't take this guy. I guess he was fidgeting around something fierce the whole time, too, like not listening to the other speakers and trying to find something in his pocket. And
yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing. I mean, if you really honestly, it's just embarrassing. I'd rather if I could get any speech spoken at a commencement, I'd rather go with this guy. I was going to play some Martin Luther King Jr. there. But
now there's the real deal.
I mean, oh, there it is here. Yeah.
I have a dream. One day, this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Now, if you don't know what you're saying, me and Trump, you ain't black.
Best of the best.
That's what go back and listen to that whole speech. On the mall. Listen to every word he said. That's what we grew up on. We're talking about boomers. That's what we embraced. We embraced content of character. Never saw color. Never did. And then along came Obama. And let's start, let the division begin. And they're still at it. They're still playing out of this playbook. They're still stoking it. On every front, anytime they see something that they can divide on the trans thing, on race, on all of it, one cared.
It's their game.
No one cared that men dress as women, or that they have drag shows in clubs, or that they have TV shows. No one ever cared until they found a way they could stoke this, to stoke the division, to us against you, you against tick and tic-tac-toe, X's and O's, got to keep it that way. It's disgusting.
A couple of texts that have come in here so far. Now that Mother's Day is done, a friendly reminder that Father's Day is a month away.
You bet. I reminded my wife of that yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Thank you for that reminder. Question for Biden. What's the name of your seventh grandchild? Da-da-boom!
Oh,
I'll be here all week.
All right.
That's a good one. Yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't know.
Another listener. Democrats and rhinos lie over and over, and if they can't fool enough people, then they just change the definition to a word. Change the definition to the word. Not illegal anymore because they let them in.
That's my point exactly.
But not with a Social Security number, so they can't be held accountable or pay taxes, right?
Nope, not yet. Give them a minute. There's a process. You got a process here. We've written up scenarios, and we have a good plan. The plan is get them in, get them licenses in any state that'll license them. Well, that doesn't mean they're automatically registered to vote, Minnesota, for example, but give them a minute. That's how I'm saying. Give them a minute, and they will find a way. When the pathway to sit, once we close the door, there's no way you're going to deport these people.
You know what?
No way.
You know what Kamala says?
Oh, I can't wait.
We're unburdened by what has been. Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
She's
the priority thing.
She's
yeah.
also unburdened by competency. So
and there's time. Yeah. You know, the passing of time.
Passing of time. Another listener. No one could tell us who's hiring all of these illegals. Yeah.
No one is. The cartels are trafficking a number of kids into the sex slave, into the sex trade, even in this country, they're being held in warehouses and working shifts and restaurants and doing that. But there's just too many now to employ illegally. That's why they're shutting down schools and filling them up with illegals. They're kicking people that have reservations at hotels out so they can house these people. They're paying three times the rate for rooms.
And veterans, by the way, are going on the streets. So
everybody's going on the streets. And we were already on the streets. So
another listener, you got to talk about the DFL convention of the Twin Cities this past weekend and the disgusting Somali riot that took place. You familiar with that, Kev?
I saw a text. We got a text earlier this morning on that. I didn't see anything about it, though.
I did not either. We'll have to dig into that a little bit. A riot that took place at the DFL convention. What the heck? Russell Brand has a really good podcast on his Rumble channel, says another listener, with RFK Jr. Plus, RFK Jr. has a website, teamkennedy.com, with a podcast coming soon. I'd like to see a Trump 2024 presidency with a Kennedy vice president. Huh. There's an interesting thought. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. President Biden and the First Lady arrive in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania this morning. An itinerary was not announced for the day trip. In the past, I-95 has closed down for presidential visits, so that's a possibility today. Expect extra congestion on 95 and the 676. Chicago Mayor-elect, 47-year-old Brandon Johnson, will take office today. Facing a surge of illegal immigrants in need of shelter, Johnson is also facing pressure to build support among skeptical business leaders and summer months that historically bring a spike in violent crime to the Windy City. Spokesman Ronnie Reese said in a statement, Mayor-elect Johnson's top priority remains building a better, stronger, and safer Chicago where all residents can live and work free from the threat of violence. End quote. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Monday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Check out the Monday menu at PetroServe USA, full of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. We've got country fried steak at the Harwood location off I-29. Meatloaf or scallop potatoes and ham at Valley City, exit 292 off I-94. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken fettuccine or beef tips and gravy. That's the location out next to Bonanzaville. Orange Chicken on 12th Avenue and I-29. Sloppy Joe's on NP Avenue. Brisket in Glendon today. Always good. Salisbury Steak in Euland. And Mac and Beef at the 45th Street location of PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. So, Kev, you dug into this DFL thing. It was complete chaos. What was it about? Why was it? What was the rub?
They didn't like the... It happened when incumbent city council member Aisha Chugati, I believe, was about to address the crowd on stage, but supporters of the challenger, Nasri Warsami, took the stage instead. So it basically, their guy didn't get the job or wasn't the one, so they took up... They broke a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Screaming and on, carrying on.
Violent convention outburst is how it was described.
A lot of people injured.
WCCO-TV. Yep. People in the hospital as a result.
No one was arrested, though.
And they didn't end up doing an endorsement, I guess. They just shut down the whole convention. Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for asking. Now you know what happened. And appreciate the tip.
The video's out there, too. It's just more nonsense and screaming and... people, you know, rushing the stage and holding the sign up of the guy. Like, that matters. You know, sorry. You know, you don't get to do that.
Len Helms is here, the director of the Department of Mineral Resources. Good monthly chat with Len. We always appreciate that. To review the latest month of oil and gas numbers in North Dakota and talk a little bit about the impediments to drilling in North Dakota, which is very essential to the taxpayers of North Dakota, and roads and bridges and schools. Len, welcome back. How are you?
I'm well this morning. Thank you, Scott. How about yourself?
Well, I'm remembering March, and it wasn't very pleasant, so I imagine that's part of the reason that the numbers are down, huh?
I think that's right. Yeah, we saw about a 3% drop in oil production. If you remember March, we started with a snowstorm, ended with a snowstorm, and it was cold, cold in between. So not a very pleasant month. That limits frac crews and movement of materials and that sort of thing. So 3% would be kind of normal for those conditions. April, of course, probably going to have some problems. If you recall, the south half of the oil patch had a blizzard the first week of April, and the north half had a blizzard the third week. So kind of looking forward, I expect April to be a down month as well. But now we see road restrictions are going off, and activity is picking up. So happy to report that our oil industry is healthy and working its way out of the winter weather months. So we're on our way to a summer recovery, I guess I would say. Prices are pretty good. They're a little bit lower than they were, you know, earlier in the year. I think our North Dakota crude price is about $68 a barrel today. Natural gas was flat. So even though oil went down 3%, natural gas stayed constant, and so our gas oil ratio started to increase again. But what we've seen is a movement out of the core of the Bakken, that core area of the Bakken, with lots of new drilling in the tier two and tier three areas, the areas that we always considered to be poorer performers geologically and production wise. They're now drilling the 3 mile wells out there, and the wells are every bit as good as what they were getting with the 2 mile wells in the core. So probably 75% of our drilling is out in the tier two and tier three areas where they're drilling the 3 mile laterals. So still got 18 frac crews running and 39 drilling rigs today. But again, as road restrictions come off, that drilling rig count's going to pick back up into the upper 40s. We think we've got 47 rigs that have workforce and equipment and everything that they need to operate in North Dakota at this point in time. So companies really did a great job holding strong on that gas capture, 95% gas capture, even with the collapse in natural gas prices. And I don't know if you've been watching that, but we're at prices low as we saw in the third quarter of 2020, right during the height of the pandemic. So really interesting. But the same technologies that people have been applying to our great oil wells here and in the Permian are being exercised over in Pennsylvania and in Ohio, as well as down in Arkansas. And so those natural gas wells are incredible that they're producing over there. We've got over 100-year supply of natural gas in this country. Our problem is we can't build export terminals. The federal government and the coastal states just don't want anything to do with it.
So on the price, it just sounds like it's just a case of so much supply, right? That's what's driving that price down?
Yeah, it's just oversupply. So our natural gas storage is almost 20% above normal, and we've got oversupply. They can drill just a few wells and you know, pick up 50 to 100 million cubic feet a day out of an individual well. So great news. I mean, it's incredibly economic. I don't know why we can't get people to see the light that this is the answer to you know, lower carbon electric generation, but it's just a difficult sell. They've heard, you know, too much about fossil fuels, I think.
You mentioned the export terminals. Great place for that excess supply to go would be to foreign markets that need it. Why can't we build export terminals?
Our problem is dominantly the West Coast states and the East Coast states. So every export terminal that has been proposed off the shores of California, Oregon, and Washington has been turned down by the state and local populations. So we don't have access to the Pacific. Likewise, along the East Coast, I think there's only one proposal out of the Northeast, which is not nearly enough to handle all this excess gas that we have out of the Marcellus Shale. So all of our export terminals that are being capitalized and built are in the Gulf of Mexico, which means all natural gas has to somehow flow south to get on the water. Asian prices are tremendous. If we could get access to the West Coast to build LNG export, there's no end to the market in Asia. I was excited to read recently that our friends in Texas are looking at a major pipeline south into Mexico and then across Mexico to export terminals that are going to be built on the Baja Peninsula on the Mexico side. Ironic that we have to export our natural gas to Mexico to turn it into LNG and ship it to Asia, but it looks like that's the route we're going to have to take.
That's a head scratcher, as so many things are when it comes to this industry and some of the regulations and the impediments to getting these things to market. Doesn't make any sense to me. Go back to the oil price for a moment. You mentioned the North Dakota price. Why is there such a differential between the WTI and Brent price there?
Yeah, so right now we've got a major surplus of crude oil in the Midwest, basically in the Cushing, Oklahoma, Permian Basin, you know, the Williston Basin. And so the price on the coast is significantly better, and that's because the supply lines for crude oil have all shifted to where almost all Russian crude is now going to India and China, and Mideast and North American crude is now going to Europe. And so we've seen a complete change in the supply lines for crude oil. This is a relatively temporary thing in terms of the lower crude prices here in North Dakota. We're not seeing North American production pick up. We're not seeing Canadian production pick up. And so we're going to see very economic crude prices going forward, certainly in the $70 to $90 range. OPEC is going to make a cut next month in their crude production, and that's going to push that world crude price up. They were counting on the fact that the Biden administration was going to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and when the administration decided not to do that, then OPEC decided to make the cut in order to keep the crude prices. They want to see crude price around $80 a barrel.
And at that price, you still, that's where you're talking about, you know, the frac crews and the drilling rigs continuing to be robust in North Dakota, because that's a solid price for profitability, right?
Absolutely, Scott. That's really a sweet spot for North Dakota crude growth and for activity. $80 oil should put us in the low to mid-50s in terms of a rig count and in the mid-20s in terms of frac crews. Still struggling to get workforce, but that seems to be improving as we go into summer. I think, you know, companies are figuring out and North Dakota is figuring out how to train our own workforce instead of try to import it. But that's going to be a long-term struggle. However, $80 crude oil will keep our natural gas and crude industry very, very healthy.
What's our transport cost now? I know that once the DAPL came in there, that differential came down quite a bit. Is it still very competitive?
Oh, very, very much so. Good point, Scott. Transport cost is running less than $4 a barrel to get our crude all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. So DAPL is a critical link. You know, astonishingly, we're still waiting on the environmental impact statement from the Corps of Engineers for that half a mile of DAPL pipeline that crosses Owyhee Reservoir. But, you know, we're pushing hard as a state to make sure that EIS comes out correct and that they make the right decision there. But DAPL's a critical link for our North Dakota operators.
I'm going to hand you a magic wand when we come back and say if it were up to you and we could call out some of the things the federal government is doing to impede production in North Dakota, what would they be? We'll talk about that when we come back. Len Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, with us on What's on Your Mind. How much is the Biden administration causing in an increase in gas? Listen.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy
strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Clark is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Living with a terminal illness can be a challenging and stressful experience for both patients and their loved ones. At times you may feel overwhelmed or alone. Hospice of the Red River Valley is committed to helping people live comfortably and with a sense of normalcy. Everyone deserves to have the best quality of life possible and be treated with dignity. For over 40 years, Hospice of the Red River Valley provides physical, emotional, and spiritual end-of-life care to those living with a life-limiting illness and their loved ones. For you, for them, for us, Hospice of the Red River Valley. Take control of your care online, hrrv.org. That's hrrv.org.
Those are angels on earth right there.
No, they are.
The hospice people.
Absolutely.
I can't even tell you how much I love and respect what they do.
You're absolutely right. 11 before the top of the hour, continuing our chat with Lynn Helms, the director of the Department of Mineral Resources. Lynn, I want folks to understand how much of an impediment the Biden administration is to oil and gas drilling. Day one with executive orders and everything, things that they've done to take a land out of production that right now is contributing to the price of gas for folks, because obviously more supply brings down the price. If you had a magic wand, what would you undo from the Biden administration?
There's been an enormous frustration, as you well know. So we got to start with the approximately 800 federal mineral parcels that have been nominated by operators and people interested in leasing and producing on federal minerals in western North Dakota over the last 13 years. There are about 800 parcels that are just hanging out there that have not been offered for lease. And obviously, those are in highly productive areas. I do have to feel good that we're going to have a lease sale finally in June. We've only had one lease sale since the Biden administration took charge and basically put a pause on all federal leasing for fluid minerals. But in June, it looks like they're going to offer 52 parcels. So I think by litigating this thing and suing the federal government and getting Judge Traynor to issue an injunction and make them get back to work, we've made some progress. Now, we did miss, I think, three lease sales out of the first half they didn't hold any lease sales in 2021, and they only held one in 2022. So out of what should have been eight lease sales, they held one. But we made some progress there. So magic wand number one, we got 800 parcels that people want to produce, get them leased. Number two is to pull back this draft resource management plan that they have put out, where they're looking at making enormous amounts of North Dakota real estate unavailable for leasing, just taking it off the table, and pull that thing back and rewrite it to correspond with what the Forest Service and the Corps of Engineers said in 2020, which is move ahead with leasing. Let's get these lands marked out and developed. But this resource management plan does just the opposite. So that's number two. Number three, they have just published a rule that would redefine conservation and make it the equivalent of resource production on all Department of Interior lands. So basically their definition of conservation is preservation. They would issue up to 10-year conservation leases, which would mean that's all the land could be used for, and outside money could be used to buy those leases and to fund the conservation. And it would make conservation the equivalent of resource production and resource use, like grazing, on all federal lands nationwide. That has to go. And then finally, what was announced last week, the EPA carbon pollution standard, which is just the Obama Clean Power Plan, even worse, a worse version of that, is also going to have to be rejected. And so, you know, if I had a magic wand, I'd get those 800 federal parcels leased. I'd pull back the resource management plan and rewrite it to correspond with what the surface management agencies said should happen in North Dakota. I'd get rid of this crazy new conservation rule and drop the EPA carbon pollution standard. Sorry,
you know,
I guess a genie doesn't usually grant four wishes, but
no, I wanted all four. I wanted all four. And, you know, President Trump was on CNN last week in a town hall, and somebody said, you know, inflation, the economy, so many things ail us right now. What would you do to get this economy back on track, bring down inflation? And he said, drill, baby, drill. He tied it right back to energy, exactly what you're talking about here. This is what I don't think people understand. These policies are the reason we're paying the prices we're paying at the pump, plain and simple. And you know, it is to hold back production is something that's going to affect the pocketbooks of the millions of Americans and add to inflation. So it's real.
Absolutely.
These two
Scott,
tie together.
Right on. That price at the pump flows through to every single thing that we consume in the United States. Everything that you purchase at the store is transported based on the price at the pump. So if you can lower that 30%, you can take a great big chip out of this inflationary spiral that we're in. And, you know, they just keep coming with one policy after another that raises the cost of transportation, raises the cost of energy in this country.
And connect those dots, folks. It's important to do it. Lynn, appreciate the run through.
You guys are ticking Greta off.
How dare you?
Say it, Lynn. Come on.
Yeah, say it. Lynn Helms, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources, with a run through on the March numbers, latest numbers available for oil and gas production in North Dakota. Thanks, Lynn. Have a great day.
You too. We'll be back.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All-season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All-season men's slippers. All-season women's slippers. There's all-season men's moccasin slippers and all-season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code SCOTT. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code SCOTT to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code SCOTT to get the deal. Promo code SCOTT to get the deal, or call 800-506-9028.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.